Hello and welcome back. The Friday readaboutit.com podcast. I'm Reed. It's Friday and this is About It. Today, we're going to do a couple of things. Today, we are brought to you by my new book, A Confederacy of Douchebags. That title may not stand, but I'm working on it. So, anyway, it is almost football season in East Texas, and that means that I'm going to be awfully busy for the next 6 to 8 months. But I did want to drop a podcast on you while I still had the chance to throw that in there. Today, a couple of things. One of them, Big Brother is on. I love Big Brother. It is my favorite reality show, and really I don't even like a whole lot of reality shows. But I like Big Brother. It's a certain number of strangers, 13, 14, 16, whatever it is every year, locked in a house, and they put them there, and the whole point is to betray each other. And yet every year they're upset and angry with each other for betraying their alliances and their trusts. The Big Brother house is not a church group. It's not a social of some sort. It's not a military troop. It's just a bunch of people waiting around for the most opportune moment to betray the other people. That's it. I don't know whether I'm more amused by the people betraying or the people who are so astonished that the people that they betrayed their friends and allies to side with have betrayed them. You know, it's like trusting your own spies. But that's certainly one thing that I am hooked on around here. What else is in the news? The Dark Knight, Christian Bale, is off the charges of whatever he did to his mom. I'm not going to say Great Britain's a wimpy country, but if you can get arrested for yelling at somebody over there, at some point you have to nut up, don't you? You have to get a little bit tougher than that. I mean, I understand that they don't have guns and therefore people don't get shot over there, but yelling at somebody is not assault. It's just another night around the house for most people. But the whole cast of The Dark Knight, it's got this sort of Poltergeist meets Different Strokes quality to it, doesn't it? It's a little bit scary. You know, and they tried to take down Morgan Freeman, but Easy Reader is too cool to be taken out. There is, before I forget, there is one other reality show that I do like. It is the Stripperlicious Bret Michaels' Rock of Love. Bret Michaels is the former singer of Poison, and if you haven't watched this show, you could watch it with the sound muted and still find enough things to laugh about. Bret Michaels still has long hair, but I don't think it's his. I think he just owns long hair because he's always got something over the top of his head to tie that stuff on. He has announced that he is not, although he did fall in love with the girl from Rock of Love 2. The girl from Rock of Love 1 came to her senses and dumped him before they actually did anything. Even though he's still in love with the girl from Rock of Love 2, the schedules are not compatible, and he's going to do it for Rock of Love 3. And it's going to be on a bus, which I think I said this months ago. Here's my perfect idea for that show. It's Bret Michaels, and go ahead and throw Flavor Flav in there too. They're all the same show. Them on a tour bus driving across the country with 40 strippers. I'm sorry, dancers. Whatever they would like to refer to themselves as, let's be honest here. You take them, and then every week you vote a couple off. And when you vote them off, you just leave them wherever the bus stops. Here you go, Destiny. You get to make your living in Albuquerque. You know, whoop, push them off the bus, and you're done. I think it would work. And then each of the strippers could get their own reality show in the little towns, you know? Oh, it's, you know, when you drop one of them in New York City or L.A., it's not a big deal. But when you, like, see a couple of strippers abandoned in Provo, Utah, perhaps, that just equals ratings to me. Finally, the Olympics. The Olympics are on. Michael Phelps has done something, apparently. He's won a bunch of things. I'm not sure. I just can't watch the Olympics. And I know that I'm not the target audience. The target audience for the Olympics and all the events is overwhelmingly female, and I'm cool with that. But we've made such a huge deal out of the Olympics because this year we happen to be good at some things. You know, especially the Michael Phelps thing. He's won, I think, 6 already gold medals. And if he's not killed by the air in China before he finishes, he'll win 8. So that's great. We can swim. I don't mind the Olympic events that are direct descendants of the original Olympic events. You know, they had to swim back then. I get that. They had to run. I understand that. The jumping, the field events, the throwing things, the javelin, you know, those sorts of things. I could certainly understand those and how they became Olympic events. Synchronized diving, I don't know where the hell that came from. I mean, with as much fun as we made of synchronized swimming, and of course the Martin Short, Harry Shearer synchronized swimming thing on Saturday Night Live, just perfect for that. But we made fun of it, and it's still around, and now it's expanded to synchronized diving. When the hell did we get that? Why? Where were people practicing this before? I mean, for synchronized swimming, at least you could say, well, it came out of the old Busby Berkeley musicals, basically. You know, that was a skill some people had to have. Nobody ever had to dive with somebody else like them. It's like Mitch Hedberg said about skee-ball. You know, it makes you think that to play soccer, you had to dress just like two guys standing beside you and all of you execute backflips at the same time. That's basically what this is. So I don't like sports that when I see them on television, they just make me confused, like a dog reacting to a high-pitched noise. I'm really just not having any of that, and I'll chant USA, USA with the best of them, but you got to give me something I can understand. My four rules, and I used to do this on my sports show, and again, not being a sports fan, I got into some fantastic arguments, but on my sports show, there's four rules to determine if something is a sport or not, and feel free to adapt these to your everyday life. Number one, it has to be played with something, a ball, a puck, a stick, a bat. It's got to have something like that that we can fixate on during the competition. It has to have some way to determine the final score. You know, judges are not a good indicator of who won things, because I think we've seen before that judges are quite often full of crap. You know, and don't these sports where you can, like, the maximum points you can get is 6 and they start knocking things off, nobody understands that. Nobody. You have to be in the sport for like 100 years to understand it. That doesn't count. The third thing, is there a serious possibility of injury? That's a sport, you know? If there's not, I'm not really interested. There's always got to be that. And it doesn't have to be like the NFL, you know? It could be, you know, skiing's a good example. Is there a chance? Oh, you betcha. So that's the other one. And then the fourth thing, and this in some ways in modern terms is the most important thing to determine if something is a sport, can you bet on it? Can you bet on it? That's one reason why the NFL in the last 30 years has become so popular, because they play the games every week at the same time and everybody bets on them. So not me personally, not a better. I'm not very good at it. I have no moral qualm with it. I just always lose. So can you bet on it? So with those four things, the next time you're watching the Olympics, just pick a sport, as they call it, and tell me, is it really a sport? Just throw that out for you. Because I know you're going to watch the Olympics anyway. Just take that with you as you go. That'll do it for the podcast this week. Coming up next week, I'm going to try this. My buddy Travis over at One Word, One Rung One Day, who's linked on my blog, does a thing called My Town Mondays, and I'm still trying to get this up. I may have to podcast this next week, but My Town Mondays is about where you are and your hometown and things that have happened in it, and I've got a story about being a reporter in Tyler and making the Rose Queen cry that's one of my favorites. So I'm going to attempt to do that next week, and if not, then I will have failed you again, and I'll apologize in advance, but hopefully I can finally hook that up for you. Have a good weekend, everybody. This has been your Friday ReadAboutIt.com podcast. I'm Reed. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good weekend, and as always, Seacrest out.